सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
In chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, Karma Sanyas Yoga, we find in slok number 17 that Karma Sanyasi, he tatparayana, tatparayana, he has set his goal. What is his goal? I want to know that Atman. Brahman is his goal, Paramatma is his goal. Tannishtha, therefore he is doing sravan and manan. Tadatmana, and then he is doing nididhyasana, sabikalp samadhi. Then tad buddhaya means the satchatkar happens. Satchatkar means nirvikalp samadhi. So how he started? He started with his goal that my goal of life is to realize in this life. Therefore he started sravan, manan, nididhyasan and nirvikalp samadhi. What will he get? Gacchanti apunaravittim. Gacchanti apunaravittim. There are no more birth after this. So once the aparoksha anubhuti happens, satchatkar happens, once the experience happens, then after that, no more birth. Why no more birth? Because you become Brahman. Brahman has got no birth and no death. So after that, there is no rebirth. Jnana nirdhut kalmasa. Jnana nirdhut kalmasa. Nirdhut means purified. Kalmasa means the sins. One who is purified of all his sins. How he has purified by those? By jnana, by knowledge. By knowledge he has purified all his sins. So what will be the expression of such persons while acting in the world? Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavyastini suni chaiva svapake cha panditaha samadarshina. Vidya, now he has got a real vidya. The degrees which we have got, that is not vidya. Vidya sa vimuchyate. Vidya is that which gives you liberation, that is called vidya in adhyatma jnana. The degrees which we get from the college and university, that will not liberate us. So according to the Adhyatma Shastra, they are not vidya. So now this vidya vinay sampanne, this person who has got the vidya knowledge, how he got the knowledge? Sarvan manne nididhyasana nirvikalp samadhi. He got this knowledge, vidya vinay, and vidya dedati vinayam. Vidya will give you humility. Vidya vinaya sampanne. Now this person is endowed with the vidya and vinaya. What he sees, brahmane kavi hastini suni chaiva svapake cha pandita samadarshina. He has become samadarshi. He is seeing same in everybody. Whether it is brahman or chandal, or a cow or an elephant or a dog, whether it is animal or human being, even plants or inert things also, he is seeing same tattva, same essence. Therefore, he is called samadarshina. We are not samadarshi. We are bhinnadarshi. Bhinnadarshi, we are seeing nana. He is Mr. X, he is Mr. Y, bhinna bhinna. But this pandit, who is realized, a wise person, he is seeing the essence in all of them. Same essence, same tattva in each one of them. Such person, iha eva tai jitaha sarga yesham chamite siti mana. And he, while living here only, he has conquered this sarga, no more birth, conquered his birth also. Yesham chamite siti mana, whose mind rests in that equality. Sthita mana samme. Nirdosam isamam brahma tasmat brahmani testa. How is the brahman? Nirdos, spotless. And he is some, he is equal everywhere. nirdosam isamam brahma tasmat therefore such a realized person brahmanite sthita, they are established in Brahman. So after this experience, what happens? After the experience of that tattva, of that Atman or Brahman, na prahasyet priyam prapya, na udvechet prapya cha priyam. After realization also, the body will remain there. And according to the prarabdha, jnani will also get priya and apriya. Priya means what he likes, apriya what he doesn't like. Likes and dislikes still will be there. And according to his likes and dislikes, according to his prarabdha, priya and apriya will come. But na prahasyet, prahasyet means he will not be overjoyed. It's not that when he gets the thing which he likes that he will become sorrowful. No. He will also be happy, not over happy. We have to understand that. Not over happy. And prapya cha apriyam, if unpleasant thing is received, still his mind is not agitated. Not he knows. This has come, this will pass away also. He knows that. Sthira buddhi asammudha brahmavid brahmanista. He is a brahmavid. He is the knower of Brahman. How he became knower of Brahman? Because he made his goal that I want to know Brahman. Therefore he did sarvan manan nididhyasan and nirvikal samadhi. He became brahmavid. And brahmanista, now he is established in Brahma. Established in Brahman means continuously remembrance is the abidance in Brahman. Remember, Brahmanist means continuous remembrance of Brahman is abiding in Brahman. He is Brahmanista. Asamura, now he is not deluded. Why is not deluded? He knows. What he knows? The nature of the anatma and the nature of atma. He is very clear about that. What is atman? He knows that. Because he has got the direct experience. What is anatma? He knows from the shastra also that the whole anatma is changing and perishable. He knows that. He now firmly knows Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. And what is the understanding of Ajnani? Jagat Satya Brahma Mithya. Why? Jagat Satya because I am able to transact with the world, therefore it is Satya. Amithya, I can't see Brahman, therefore it is not there. Brahma is Mithya. Now this person, Brahmavid, he has got the clear understanding that Brahma is Satya, Jagat is Mithya. Sthir Buddhi. No more, I mean, like a pendulum moving from this side to that side, no more. Like that. Sthir buddhi. This is Atman, this is Anatman. And he's also he knows how he has achieved. Vaya sarpesu asaktatma bindatatmaniya sukham sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshama sumiti. Vaya sparsesu asaktatma. Asakta, not attached. Not attached to what? Vaya sparsa means his jnanendriya and the object of the world. The jnanendriya touches sparsa, touches sense object. Five jnanendriya, they touch five sense object. Jnanendriya, you know. You know the five sense objects also. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. But he is not attached to them. Not attached to them. We all are attached to them. Vaya sparsesu asaktatma bindati atmaniya sukham. He finds happiness. He finds happiness in his own self. How he got it? By disidentifying with the world. Sa brahma yoga yuktatma. Such person who is engaged in the meditation of Brahman. How he engaged? Because he kept all vishay outside. Now he is meditating on the self. Sukham akshayam asnute. He enjoys. Asnute enjoys. What? He enjoys sukham. Sukham is that bliss. How is that bliss? Akshayam. Akshayam means imperishable, endless. Endless sukh. So if I disidentify from the bahya sparsha and identify it with the Atman, what will happen? I will experience sukh. What type of sukh? Akshayam. Permanent sukh, endless sukh. Therefore, yehi sansparja bhoga dukkha yono evate adyantavant kaunte yanate suramate buddha. He knows yehi sansparja bhoga. Whatever enjoyment we get by the touch, sansparsa, of what? Of jnanendriya with sense object. He knows dukkha yono yo evata, they are the womb of sorrows. They are womb of sorrows. Our jnanendriya is also an atma, and bhog is also an atma. Bhog is also an atma. And anatma, Bhagwan has said, is dukkhalay. This total anatma is dukkhalay. And in this dukkhalay, we are all searching dukkha. No, we all are searching sukha. Where? Dukkhalay. Like in Pustakalaya, if you go to the Pustakalaya, a library, and you search for mithai there, will you get mithai there in Pustakalaya? No. You will not get. Similarly, in Dukkhalaya, you will not get sukh. This person knows that. Dukkha yone evate, adyantavanta kaunteya, o Kunti Putra, this has got the beginning and end. All the happiness we are getting from the objects of the world, they have got a beginning, they have got an end. Whatever you eat according to your life, so long it is under your tongue, you experience the sukh. The moment it goes down, no more sukh. It has got a adi, it has got a anta. Adyavanta sankanteya na tesu ramate buddha. The wise person, they don't revel. They know the nature of this anatma sukh. It has got a beginning, it has gone end. Therefore, na ramate buddha, Nachiketa, Yamaraj offered all the sukh of the world. He said, no, I don't want it. This was his response of a realized person response outside. What is happening inside? There is an outside world, inside world. In inside world, saknoti eva sodom prak sarir vimochanat kama krodha udbhavam begam sa yukta sa sukhinara. And he has controlled his kama and krodha. Where is this kama and krodha? Inside, it's not outside. Kama krodha udbeg, impulse of the kama krodha, saknoti, who can withstand prak sarir vimochanat before you leave this body. That means kama krodha will be there till the end of the body. Even the last minute also, the kama is there. A person dying, he will say, can you give me an injection which will give me 3 more minutes? Let me talk to my children, tell them about my bank account and all that. No. So desire still remains at the end of the life also. Kama krodha. Therefore Bhagavan says, if you are able to withstand and control it, then he said, that person is yukta. Yukta means united. Sukhi nara, he is the happy person. And such person, ya anta sukho antara rama, antar jyoti revaya, sa yogi brahma nirvanam, brahma bhuto adhigacchati. And such person, anta sukha, he is happy within. Antara rama, reveling inside. Anta jyoti, his inside is illumined. He knows that Atma Tattva. His inside is illumined. Sa yogi brahma nirvanam. And such person gets brahma nirvanam. Mukti. Brahma nirvanam is mukti. Such person gets mukti. Brahma bhuta adigacchati. And he himself becomes Brahman. Brahma with is Brahman. Is it not so? He becomes Brahman. Now in the next 2 verse, Bhagavan is again telling us the jnana sadhana. How can we get this jnana?
Labhate Brahma Nirvanam.
Labhate Brahma Nirvanam.
Rishayakshina Kalmashaha. Rishayakshina Kalmashaha. Chinnadvaidhayatatmanam. Chinnadvaidhayatatmanah. Sarvabhutahiterataha labhate brahma nirvanam rishayakshina kalmashaha chinnadvaidhayatatmanah sarvabhutahiterataha
labhate brahma nirvanam. In your book may be labhante also. So labhate or labhante, both are correct. It means obtain. Risaya labhante or labhate. Risi, obtain. What? Brahma nirvanam. Brahma nirvanam is mukti. Risi obtains mukti. How? China kalmasa. Because they have destroyed their sins. China kalmasa. Chinna dvaida. Their duality are torn. Yatatmana, they are self-controlled. Sarva bhuta hite rataha, they rejoice in the welfare of all beings. So four things. Rishi obtains mukti by four things. Chin kalmasa one, chinnadvaidha two, yatatmana three, sarva bhuta hite rataha. That means four things he has done. So, Rishaya Labhante Brahma Nirvanam. Who is this Rishi? I want to become Rishi. I want Mukti. Is not so? So, how can I become Rishi? We can all become Rishi when we have the vision of Brahma Arpanam Brahma Vi Brahma Agno Brahma Nahutam Brahma Ivatena Gantabhyam Brahma Karma Sarma Brahma Karma Samadhina. When see Brahman everywhere, then we can call us Rishi. Or if you become Tattvavit, how you can become Tattvavit? Tattvavit mahabhavo guna karma vibhagayo guna gunesu vartante iti matvana sajjate. Tattvavit, the knower of truth, guna karma vibhagayo, they know the division of guna, they know what is sattvic rajasic and tamasic, and according to that what is the karma that person will do. A sattvic person will do this karma, a rajasic person will do this karma. They know guna karma vivago, and they all na gunesu vartanti. This concept we have explained many times. It is not the atma which is acting. Who is acting in this world? Anatma, prakriti, maya is acting in the world, not atma. What is maya? Trigunatmika maya. Trigun is maya. Gun means what? Sattva, rajas, tamas is trigun. From maya came, what came first? Akash came. Space came. The space has got sattva, rajas and tamas. From akash came vayu. That also had got sattva, rajas, tamas. Because the maya is trigunatmika. Maya means trigun. So anything which is coming from maya will have sattva, rajas and tamas. Oh, from the maya came space, from the space came air, from the air came fire, from the fire came water, from the water came earth. So all of them has got the guna, sattva, rajas and tamas, and the guna of their cause. Guna of their cause means? Air has got the guna of space. What is the guna of the space? Sabda. So in the air, when it moves, you will find the sound also. It is tattvabodh. Guna gunesu vartante. So from that guna, from that maya, sattva, rajas, tamas, the came all the pancha mahabhut. And of the pancha mahabhut, the first stage was tanmatra, and the final stage was sthula pancha mahabhut. And with the Sushma Pancha Mahabhut and the Sthula Pancha Mahabhut, my body is made. With the Sushma Mahabhut, my Karmendriya, Jnanendriya, Man, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar was made.
Pancha Pran.
Pancha Pran were made, the Rajasic Gun.
And with the tamasic gun, after grossification, our body and the whole world is made. So world is made of Pancha Mahabhut. My body is made of Pancha Mahabhut. And this Pancha Mahabhut body is interacting with the world. Therefore, Pancha Mahabhut is interacting with the Pancha Mahabhut, or Guna is interacting with the Guna, or this Guna is the Maya. Therefore, everything is happening in the Maya only. Guna Gunesu Vartante. Who knows this thing? Tattvit. Therefore, iti matva na sajjate. Knowing this, he does not get attached to it. So one who knows this tattvit, he is Rishi. Who are the other Rishi? Other Rishi, I told you about the Brahmarpan, who has got the vision of Brahmarpan Brahma. He is Rishi. Another person who is Rishi, Karmani Akarmaya Pasyet, while acting in the world, his mind is with the Akarta Atma. He is Rishi. Or Tad Buddhya Tad Atmana Tan Nishtra Tad Parayana. He is Rishi because he has got the goal of Atman and has done Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan and Nirvikal Samadhi. He has got the Sat Satkar, direct experience of Paroksha Anubhuti of Atma. He that Rishi. Now we can say that is Karma Sanyasi. Or one who knows Yehi Sanspraja Bhoga Dukkha Yonu Evate Adyantavanta Kaunteya Na Tesu Ramate Buddha. This Buddha is a Rishi. This wise person is a Rishi. So if we know any of these four or five things, whatever slokas I have just referred, we can become a Rishi. Rishi Alabante Brahma Nirvanam. They dissolve their individuality in Brahman. My ego will end. My limited ego will end in Brahman. We will get into Brahman and we will get absorbed into Brahman. So how does one become Rishi? China Kalmasa. Kalmas is the dirt of mind. Kalmas, sin. In our BMI chart, Vasana is the sin. And only duty, our duty in our human birth is to remove this Vasana. This Vasana is the curtain in between me and my Lord. My Lord is present with me, but it is covered by my Vasanas. How can I make it China Kalmasa? Now you have to tell. For last 7 years I am repeating that. How to remove Vasana? Bhagavan has said, Karma Yoga we have to do. By karma yog, chinna kalmasa, chinna dvaidha, sansa, doubt. We all have got the doubt about this jagat Ishwar. Is it not so? Who is this Jeev? How did he start his journey? Then you come to know, oh, because of my past karma. So whether the body came first or the karma came first, you cannot act without body. And you cannot have a body without the previous karma. So it is the state like pehle murgi, pehle anda, or pehle bij, or the pehle ped. Same thing. So we don't have to research that. Chinna dvaita. What is this jagat? Who is this Ishwar? We all have got doubt about this. But everything will be clarified when Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. In Sravan Manan Nididhyasana, we come to know about who is this Jiva, what is this Jagat, who is this Ishwar, who is Brahman, everything will be all. Chinna Dvaita, no more doubts there. Yatatmana, whose organs are all controlled, Jnanendriya, Karmendriya, Man, etc., they are all Yatatmana, controlled. Sarva Bhuta Hiterata, is led to the contact with the world of beings. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rata, he rejoices in serving the all beings. Sarva Bhuta, not only human. All Bhuta Hite Rata. He will never harm anybody. Any being. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rata. So if we want mukti, we have to do these four sadhanas. What are the four sadhanas? Chhina Kalmasa. How can you remove your kalmas sin? What is the kalmas? Sin, vasanas in BMI chart. How it can be removed? Karma yoga. You write on a piece of paper and put it on your wall every morning you see it. We have to remove, this is our goal of life. Remove vasana. Why remove asana? Because Lord is with me. It's not anywhere else. And it is the curtain, the vasana, which is the curtain, which is obstructing my vision. So I have to remove this curtain. How to remove this asana? Karmyo. Number one. Step number one. Bhagavan has also done the same thing. After giving knowledge in chapter 2, he immediately said to Karma Yoga. See? Slowly, slowly, slowly. And Chinna Dvaita, then after that, you can remove your doubt. How? By Sravan Manan, come to know about the nature of the Atman and Anatma. Yat Atmana, we have to control our mind and senses, because mind and senses are all extrovert. This is manufacturing defect. Lord has made this way. He is behind all of them. He is sitting and behind all of them and seeing the actions of each organ. But these organs can't see him. They are bahirmukhi. Acha, don't go to eye surgeon. I want to see Atman. So therefore, you take out my socket, my eyeball, and turn it inside. I want to see Atman. Don't do that.
Antarmukhi.
Antarmukhi, it will not happen. You will never be able to see that Atman, even if you turn your eyeball also. Yat Atmana, you have to control. Control means what? Because by nature they are extrovert. Mind is extrovert. All Gyanendriya are extrovert. We have to control. Why? Because I have to go inside. Unless you control the activity of Gyanendriya and Karmendriya and Manan Buddhi, how can you turn inside? For turning inside, you have to take a U-turn. Sarva bhuta hi derata. It relates to the context outside the world. This way, we can control or get the mukti and become rishi. And the next verse.
Kama krodha viyuktanam. Kama krodha viyuktanam. Yatinam yatachetasam, yatinam yatachetasam, abhito brahma nirvanam, abhito brahma nirvanam, vartate viditatmanam, vartate viditatmanam, kama krodha viyuktanam, yatinam yatachetasam, abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam.
Kama krodha vyuktanam, who are free from the desire and anger. Qualification number one. Kama krodha vyuktanam, who are free from the desire and anger. Number two. Yat chetasam, who have controlled their mind. Mind we have to control. Number three, vidit atmanam, who have realized the self, vidit jaan liya. Vidit atmanam, they have realized their own self. Then, yatinam, such controlled sages who are free from desire and anger, who have controlled their mind and who have realized the self, they abhita brahma nirvanam. Brahma nirvanam, absolute freedom. Mukti. Abhita from all sides. Mukti from all sides. Bartate. They enjoy, they exist in that mukti. So, kama krodha vyuktanam, kama krodha moh, mad matsarya. We know we have got the sat ripu, six enemies. And the ringleader of this six enemies is the kam. When the desire is obstructed, krodh, anger will come. When desire is fulfilled, lobh will come, greed will come. If somebody has more than me, matsarya. Or mad will come. Oh, I've got so much. Person is deluded. Arrogance will come. So the source is kaam. Kaam is the desire. Kaam krodh vyuktanam. Vyukta means they are free from the satripu. Satripu, six enemies, kam, krodh, moh, mad, matsarya. Can we free from the kam? Yes. In chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Sthita Pragya, first lakshan is prajahati yada kaman sarvan. Partha Manogatan. Where are these kamana? They are in the mind. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan, 100%, it is possible. Kama krodha vyuktanam yatinam, yatinam the sannyasi, the monk, a karma sannyasi, who has done sravan manan nididhyasan, we just now saw. Karma sannyasi means what? One who has done sravan manan and nididhyasan, and they has got the aparoksha anubhuti, viditatmana, they have realized the self. Yat chetasam, they have controlled their senses, they have purified their mind. How they purified their mind? By karma yoga they purified their mind. And they are samyak darsi. They know their own, by their own experience, the Atman. Abhita Brahma Nirvanam. Nirvanam, the Brahma Nirvanam word has come in 24, 25 and 26 also. Brahma Nirvanam is the mukti. They get the mukti. Whatever mukti, abhita, from all sides. And after the body drops, he becomes Videha Mukta. While living, he is Jivan Mukta. So we can realize that truth in this life itself and live the rest of life as a Jivan Mukta. And after that, Videha Mukta, because no more birth. Videha Mukta. How this has happened? Because Viditatmana, because he has realized, he has experienced. So summary of chapter 5. How we should put the summary of chapter 5? We have to do karma yoga. Karma yoga. What type of karma are we doing now? We all are doing kamya karma. What is kamya karma? And what is karma yoga? What is the difference? In kamya karma, I worship my own ego. I do action for my satisfaction. In karma yoga, what we do? Same action. Whatever I'm doing. Now, instead of my happiness, it is for the happiness of the Lord. Bas. Only we have to change only this much of software is to be put here. For the happiness of the Lord. That becomes a karma yoga. The greatest purifier. Karma yoga. This way we purify our mind, control our mind and senses. Then after go for karma sannyas. What is karma sannyas? Sravan manan nididhyasan. What type of sravan manan nididhyasan? Not physics, chemistry, sravan manan nididhyasan. Not going to the university of the world. You have to come to the forest university. We have to come to the ashram where the Vedanta is taught. Do the sravan manan nididhyasan. And get the direct experience, aparoksha anubhuti. Become jivan mukta. Once you become jivan mukta, uske baad na videha mukti. No more birth. If you want to be reborn, then don't study. It is wastage of time then. If you want to be reborn, you don't have to study sastra and all that. Don't come to satsang. It is wastage of time. So what we have to do? Two things we have to do. Purify mind, get the knowledge. How to purify mind? Karma yoga. How to get knowledge? Satsang. Bas. Kisko karna hai? Teacher ko karna hai.
Uncle ji ko karna hai.
Uncle ji, you do on my behalf all karma yoga and then you transfer. Write a check, it will be created to my account. Debit your account, credit my account. It will come to me. No. Each person has to do his own karma yoga. It cannot be transferred from one account to another account. So we all have to do our sadhana. We all now know the sadhana also. So we have to just start now. So now we have got three more verses in that. This relates to meditation, introduction to meditation. That we'll take up in our next class and end this chapter. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.